So Eric, why don't you tell us what Performers is all about?
Performers is a social media platform for performances. That means it combines a lot of social medias that already exist. If you are a musician or an artist, you try to work with your fan base, like on Facebook, you like to upload video like on YouTube, photo like on Instagram, audio like on Spotify. And then you have maybe a separated blog and something like that. And it's a lot of links what you have to send if anybody's interested in your profile or what you're doing. So Performers offers you everything in once. Artists have a nice micro page. You don't have to be a web designer. We offer a shop in all payment providers, in all currencies, any kind of media, and you have everything on one place, and you can start to work with your talent, what you should do actually as artist, and show it to the world.
Ah, okay. Now, what is the aspect of the global competitions? Are those something that you initiate, or are they external?
Yes, no, that was actually my idea. Hopefully, it will be a good idea. And then we start with our partners to work it out and try to make it successful, because it's, you know, in the internet, you should not think local, you should think global. And there are so many talented people outside in the whole world. It's really unbelievable. That's why we start from continent to continent. At this time, is it Asia, United States, North America, and Europe.
Nice. Yeah, and I like what you said about local versus global, because we're always saying over here, there's a big difference between local and indie. If you keep saying you're local, you're going to stay local.
Yes, exactly. That's it. And I think, especially in the way of art, there should be no border. There should be actually in any way no border. Yes. At this time, it's very important that people come together. It's a very tough time, and I think any way of art keeps people together, and it should be also a messenger for freedom and for peace.
Now, why do you think independent musicians, not all of them, but why do you think some of them get in that rut where they start calling themselves local? Because we get that on our profile network all the time. Like, we're like, oh, we're from Duluth, Minnesota, and blah, blah, blah. And like, they push that aspect to the forefront when that's irrelevant.
I think if you understood it right, sorry for my English, I hope that's working as well. You mean why I'm thinking, or why I'm convinced that we will have global talents on the platform?
No. Why do you think some musicians get in that rut where they push the local side of it? Because I see that on our network all the time, like where like an artist will say we're from this city, and then they promote that city basically more than they promote themselves.
I think as a musician, maybe I'm going from my perspective, and I have a band, or I had a band, and when I'm playing, I'm not interested actually to be famous or to do something local, because everything what is local I know already. I would try to take a look behind the fans, and most of the music is at this time already English, so there are really no border, and I think people are interested to make that at this time, especially with the internet and everything. Yes, you should show it to the whole world and not minimize yourself to a local place.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is the walkthrough for Performers? I mean, say I'm a band, or I'm an artist and I'm looking to sign up. What's the process, and what do I get?
Actually, it's quite easy. So to register, it's free. To open your channel, it's free. After that, if you like, you can have a professional micro page with all the functionality. And with the shop, the micro page is for $29. And if you would like to have a shop, it's $49 for 1 year. And we make the whole procedure for the people. So that's quite easy. We have also our own online radio. Not so professional for sure, like you. We try to give our artists that are registered on our platform also a space that we can play them and people can listen to them, and really try to help them, to push them a little bit in the world.
Yeah, because it's all about the publicity.
So. Yeah, it's like this. It's about the community. Or as you know, also in the artist's way for musicians, you need the right connection. And if you do not have the connection, then you can make the best music, you will be not successful.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think indie is on the rise? Because it's not just, I don't just see entities like Jammer Direct and Performers anymore. It's more like you see online streams going up. You see more and more podcasts going up, Facebook pages, magazines, so on and so forth, covering the indie side of the music scene. So do you think as a whole, indie is on its way up? And if that's so, do you think it's maybe because of what the labels are doing or what the labels are pushing as much as it is the talent that's on the indie side?
I think there are maybe two reasons. One reason is for sure how labels are working with their artists. Yes, I mean not the really big stars and the famous artists to make a ton of money for them. But if you are new artists and you have a label, a contract, it's not always so comfortable. And this next is that not everybody can get a contract with a label. So people have no other chance as to try it on any way to do something independent and try to get famous. Today with internet, with all the social medias, with the possibility also to produce a song, upload the MP3 and so on, it's quite easier and everybody has a chance to get seen or listened.
Exactly. Now, I can think of one positive aspect of being on a label. Like Justin Bieber's a good example. He got so huge that he needed somebody other than him or his immediate group to manage his affairs. I could see that as a positive aspect of being on a label. But other than that, would you agree or disagree that you could do it all yourself or with a small group?
I think yes. Till a level, you can do it. Yes, if you see it's going successful and it's really growing and you have success, you need a management around you, people to help you organize. Also from the mental perspective, it is not so easy to get successful or be successful and be a star. Your life is changing. You need a person around you. You are helping you, supporting you, preparing you for all these things. And in this way, you need a professional group around you. It doesn't mean that have to be a label, but it could be independent partner, like, I don't know, PR agency, yes, your personal coach, your manager for organize a tour and everything. But from a point of success, you need a group who is supporting you.
Exactly. Now, going back to Performers, you also have contests and you help charities. Could you elaborate on that?
Yes, we have contests for musicians and for artists, but we have also quite easy, simple contests. Let's say, I don't know, tomorrow starts, I think, the bad hair contest. Upload a selfie with your bad hair and you can win some prizes or also some cash. In any time when we raise money, we give a part of the upload fee for a contest. This is, example, $1.99. We give 20 cents to a charity. Anytime when anyone is downloading a song from an artist, we give 20 cents to a charity case. Anytime when we make advertisement or for radio, always when we raise money, we give it to a dedicated charity case. This could be a big foundation. Last year, we were working with Elizabeth Taylor Foundation, but also we are supporting individual cases. Yes, so if you have listeners, they are in a difficult situation, please send us an email. We will try to do something. Maybe we can organize some concert, some gigs for the people with our musicians together. But charity is always with us. We are, Ryan, in a very lucky situation. We are healthy. We are always complaining. How long people are complaining, they are in a good situation. So that's always my sentence. And we can do something, but there are people outside, they have no chance, they have a horrible situation. And I think it's our responsibility, and for everybody who is raising money, that they should think and give some part away for charity.
Precisely. And it's good that you bring it up like that too, because I think that sometimes as well, and I think that's something that people think about but don't vocalize, that we are, a lot of us are a lot better off than most people.
Yeah, you know what, Ryan, honestly, charity is already a fashion word. Yes, so a lot of people are using charity because we have to do charity and we are good and nice people and so on, and they use it on the wrong way. I think, sorry, what we are doing is always, especially with these charity cases, we made last year, an artist from our platform wrote a song, and she dedicated this song to a young lady, and this young lady is paralyzed and sitting in the wheelchair. So we invite both, produce the song, take this young lady and the singer, make a music video from it, and raise with this money, but also this young lady who is sitting in a wheelchair has a great discovery and she will never forget it. And I think it's a little bit more to make charity as to put some money on the table.
Yeah, yeah. And it's good that you say that too, because charity anymore, I think most people or most organizations, I would say, would, you know, like the big companies or corporate entities, it seems almost like for every dollar they spend on charity, they spend $2 telling everybody they gave that dollar.
Yes, I'm with you.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
for me, it's better that's why we try to focus on individual cases, because we can prove what we are doing with any cent. We are going there, knock on the door, we make a video, we are there, and we really change something. Sometimes I have this feeling, if you give $100 or $1 million to a big charity foundation, you don't know what's happened with this money.
Exactly.
I don't see results, and I'm the same. I would like to know what's happened with this cash and what we changed and what is the influence.
Exactly. Exactly. And with what you're doing, you can contact the person or people, and you could directly speak with them and then get an update.
Yes, absolutely. And I tell you, we have last year so many really magic moments. What we did for this family. And I'm 52 years, and I think always I'm a strong guy, but I have also tears in my eyes. And it's good for you, because always when I see all this tragic, what's going on around, and everybody is ignoring it, you are grounded again. And I think that's really good, and everybody should see it. So we also like to involve our artists and people on our platform to organize for the future on, for further festivals, yes, where people are coming, and we make a dedicated case where we say, let's do something together and watch the newspaper, what's going on the last weeks here in Europe. So the world is going crazy.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah, the world's basically going to hell, man, from my opinion.
Yeah, but look what's going on from far away. I can see how people are fighting who will be the next president in the United States.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, what,
it's also a crazy story, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, what's the opinion over on your side of the pond, man? Because, I mean, here it literally depends on who you ask who should be the next president.
It's a different question for me, because, you know, it's always easier to talk about something if you are not involved.
Yeah.
Yes, I think, from my side, I'm really a big fan from United States. Yes, I have a company in Los Angeles. I have for 3 years the brand rights for Tupac and Notorious B.I.G. And it was really a gift for me to work with all these people there. And I really love it. So that's great. And I think that Mr. Barack Obama is, for me, really a great person. So it's a pity that it's over now.
Yeah, yeah.
And for all the other things, yes, I don't know. Hillary Clinton is for sure a tough lady, and what Mr. Trump did in his life and build up, success is not coming from nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's necessary after everything what he discovered to be president, to become president.
Yeah, exactly. You know what's funny? I was telling somebody else here, because if you know how Trump started out, it's really funny, because I think I tweeted on my personal account the other day, it's like, it's amazing what you could do with just $200 million in a dream. Yeah, because you know, he inherited $200 million. That's how he started his empire.
Yeah.
So, but that, you know, that is gonna, you know, whoever becomes president in this next election, that is gonna change the landscape of the world.
Yeah, I think so.
You know. But what do you think about what do you think about the state of the indie music scene versus the label scene? Because I think the indie scene is, or has actually in the last few years, slowly taken over as the majority.
Yeah, they make big steps. Yes, it's really great and unbelievable to see. And I like it very much, I have to tell you, because people should take their destiny in their hand, yes, and do something and not wait till anybody is on the wrong side to do everything and make me famous. On the other side, the time, 2016, the time that we're living is so fast, and it's everything so easy going to produce a song. He has to put it upline, to make a small video for it with the iPhone, from the quality. When I started my music, it was almost like black and white from the colors in the movies. It's a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly.
You had no chance that I think it's very easy, and I think it will be going more and more that the indie scene will be more successful like the labels. So that's my personal opinion.
Yeah, see, you and I are from the same generation almost. I'm 42. So the funny thing is, like, I started like a home studio for me was a Fostech 4-track cassette recorder.
Yeah,
if you remember those. So
sometimes I would really love to bring musicians from this time back to our time, because it was when I made my first record in the studio, I got a big wheel. Yes, it was, I don't know, 25 kilos. And he said, here are your songs. Now you have everything on GarageBand or on something like that. Yeah, but it's good. In this way, we can recognize and listen to more talent, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I love it.
And you know what? Oh, go ahead.
And there are so many talented people outside, so that it is really crazy. It is really crazy. And they do not have maybe they are in some small village living. They do not have the right connection. But at this time, they have a chance to be seen and show the people what they feel and what they think and their intention. I think it's really great.
Yes, exactly. And with the internet too, what I love as well is I see a lot of this on Jammer Direct now, where I'll see the artists collaborating with each other and sending each other, like, you know, Pro Tools session files back and forth to where they can, you know, so you'll have an artist in Seattle, Washington collaborating with another artist in Tokyo, Japan, and they'll do a song together.
Yeah, cool. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Isn't it perfect? So it brings people together from the whole world. Like, we are sitting today on Skype. You are in Chicago. I'm in Europe.
Yep.
And we talk together.
Exactly.
It's perfect.
Exactly. And, you know, and these are people that we'll never meet. But they're working together.
Right, next time we make music together on Skype.
Let's do it. Let's do it, man. Let's do it. Now, let me ask you this. Because I look at you as I look at myself, kind of like a strong advocate for the Indian underground scenes, you know, with what we've created. Now, do you but I also think this. I think there should be a million more resources like what we're doing. I mean, I really think it should be like an unlimited source for indie artists, because I think that the indie artist needs all the exposure they can get, you know, to compete with the labels, and then maybe the labels will, you know, for lack of a better term, go away or know their place in the new technology.
They should have always the right reason why they are doing it.
Because
a lot of them are doing it with the cash. The other group don't like to do it because there would be not existing so much these casting shows and all these things and all these stuffs. Yes. And a label are losing their clients.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly. For sure. Now, what do you think about like the mainstream answer to what, you know, people like us are doing, like The Voice and X Factor and America, you know, America's Got Talent, things like that. I mean, do you think that's a good, you know, like a good addition, or do you think it's hindering?
No, I would not say that it is bad. I think it's a good experience for people to go there and be there anytime you can rehearse or show your talent and sing in front of people. It's a good experience. What I only don't like is compare it with Europe. Yes, Germany is a big market. We have all these casting shows here. The winner is, that's a big boom, and after 2 weeks, nobody knows the winner anymore. And they are going back in their hole, and it's done. And if they have a second time the power, or if, because they have, everybody have to sign a contract, that's if they want to be really successful, I don't know. So I know no winner. Adam Lambert is, I think, a winner from a casting show in the United States. And he's, I think, a really good example that you can also make a big career. He's now singing with Queen in Austria.
Yes, yes. Yeah?
So that's cool. But actually, I think it is more fake as good and real.
Now, we've interviewed over here some winners and runner-ups of some of these shows. One is Dailana from Rockstar, if you remember that show.
Yeah,
She was the runner-up, and she talked about how scripted it was. Like she was like, okay, we want to film you getting naked and swimming in this pool, and you're gonna fake a relationship with this guy.
Yeah, to swim naked in a pool is actually nothing bad, but not on this way.
Yeah, so, exactly. No, but they were trying to make it look spontaneous, but that wasn't the case.
Yeah, you know? That's what I said before. They make a fool of you, and they make everything, and they think you have the rights. She would never have this idea, maybe, but these people push them in a direction that they never were thinking about before. And then they have this bad feeling, okay, if I'm not doing it and not going for it, I will mess up with my career. And this is, I think, really bullshit. Sorry that I say it.
Oh, no, that's okay. You can say anything you fucking want.
and this, on one side, it's good maybe that these casting shows bring people the idea, come on, go there and do something. Yes, maybe not everybody is going there. They are afraid or a little bit shy. It's not so easy. You have to be tough to be there and sing. And it's also a competition, maybe a small competition to us, or we are a small competition to them. And online, is it maybe also a little bit easier? But last but not least, people show their talent. And if there are talent outside, we will see it and we will support them.
Yes, because true talent always shines through.
Yeah. So, that's right.
Now, what does performers have coming up? Where are you at right now? Because I know it's a new platform and everything. So where is it? Where does everything stand right now as far as capabilities, and where are you taking it?
Our baby starts to learn to walk, honestly. Yes, so we have great ideas and great visions, and we are on a good wave. I think from the functionalities perspective, it's good. We are not perfect. We try to work on it, and we'll be better and better. We have at this time 3.5 million visitors per month, and approximately the same on the radio. And that is actually not bad. I think this year will be a really good experience with the musician contests to see in what direction we are going, because we would like to make much more contests for different genres: blues, rock, jazz, musical, actors, models, painters. Yes, we would like to offer workshops for musicians with good bassmen, good guitarists, and all these things. And but we know also we have a lot in front of us, a lot of work, but so far so good, I think.
Nice. Well, best of luck to you, man. I really love what you're doing.
But we are not one of these giant at this time, and we know it. And it's also not our goal to be under the first five big global companies. for us, it's much more important not only what we are doing, how we are doing it, and with whom. So it's not a secret. There is a business perspective behind. A business perspective should be also behind every charity, because a charity cannot live from the begging for money. So there needs to be a concept behind. The same we also try to learn our artists, that we say, look, everything is based on the financial stuff. If this is working as well, you can start to be creative. Yeah, and we also like to earn money, no secret. Yeah, that's no surprise. But we really try to focus to do it on a win-win situation for everybody.
Nice, nice. Well, like I said, best of luck to you, man. I really like what you guys are doing. I love that the indie scene is getting more and more recognition from websites like this, man.
Yeah, thank you so much. Maybe is there a possibility that we have some cooperation or make some contests together?
Let's do it.